Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, hi Penny. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, your cold sounds much better.
Yes, it is. Thank goodness. I hate getting summer colds. They seem to last forever.
Oh, what are these doing here?
Oh, a customer brought them back.
Why?
Because when she got home, she decided she didn't like the colour. They didn't fit in with her others.
But they're mugs.
I know. But she said they didn't look right in the cupboard with the others, as she likes them to be all colour coordinated.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
No, that's what she said. These ones stuck out from the others and looked odd.
How? How could they look odd?
Well, it seems they didn't match the colour scheme that she has. She said that she has all the red and pink mugs all together, and the green and blues, and white and cream, and so on.
Well, I've never heard of that before. No one's going to see them if they're in the cupboard, so that's crazy.
I know. It's absolutely potty. I have a right assortment of mugs, and they're not placed in any order.
Oh, same here. In fact, I've got one with cat's ears on it, so that doesn't match anything.
Oh, I used to have one similar to that with a dog's tail as the handle. It was lovely.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, I bet that woman doesn't have anything like that.
No, probably not. She did seem a bit strange. She asked me if they were dishwasher safe. And it says it clearly on the bottom they are. Look.
Well, maybe she can't read.
Well, I didn't think of that. You'd think people would go on a course to learn, wouldn't you?
Suppose so. I'll tell you what I have done today is I've brought us in some cake.
Have you?
Yes, Kathy made it yesterday. It's a lemon drizzle cake and it's absolutely gorgeous. So if you want some, just help yourself.
Oh, thank you. That's funny. I've got something for you too.
Oh, and what is it?
It's under here. I'll show you. Ah, now, where is it? A friend brought me back two of these from Spain, and seeing you went there once, I thought you might like one. And I certainly don't need two.
Oh, so what is it?
Hang on. Ah, here you go.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's lovely, thank you. Are you sure?
Yes, of course I am. I'm not a great collector of ornaments, so one is more than enough for me.
Well, do you want something for it?
No. No, you can have it. I don't know why she got me two in the first place, to be honest. They're both very similar. Look, yours has her arm going down, and mine has one arm going up. And apart from that, they look the same.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I really like it.
Well, don't let Kathy get her hands on it, as she'll break it.
No, I'll put it well out of reach of her, don't worry. Yeah, I'm pleased with this. It's lovely, thank you.
My pleasure. Right, well, I'd better put these back.
No, don't worry, I'll do it. Oh, and I'll take these as well. They're not here for anyone, are they?
No, not as far as I know.
OK, I'll be back in a minute.
Penny, are you sure you can manage all of that?
Yes. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
La, 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 la.
Gosh, you sound happy. Have you won the lottery or something?
Oh, I wish. But no. Well, I've convinced Vince to take me to Paris for the weekend.
Have you? Gosh, that's amazing.
Yes, it is. In fact, he seems quite keen to go. I thought he'd come up with some excuse not to. But no, we're going.
Oh, that's brilliant. When do you go?
Oh, not until September.
Oh, so do you think he's happy to go because he went off to Italy by himself?
Well, I did think of that, but I don't really care because it means I've got Paris and Brighton to look forward to now.
Oh, so you're still going to Brighton?
Yes, well, he hasn't said we're not going. Oh, I suppose I'd better ask him, as it didn't occur to me that it would be instead of going there.
No, I'm sure you'll do both. You blooming well deserve it. You worked damn hard. You deserve to have a couple of breaks.
Well, I can't wait. It'll be lovely. Fancy me going to Paris. It's just so romantic.
Ooh la la, Helen. Be careful what you get up to.
What, with Vince?
With anyone, Helen.
Oh, I will. I just know it's all going to be wonderful.
So did you get your holiday organised?
No, not yet.
So where were you thinking of going?
I don't know. I can't make my mind up. So are you looking forward to going away?
Yes, I can't wait to see Dublin.
Oh, I'd like to go there. It's supposed to be lovely.
Yes, well, it should be fun. When did you last go away?
Oh, it was years ago. Well before COVID. A friend has a holiday home in Austria, and I went out there.
Oh, how lovely. So will you go back?
No, we're not in touch anymore. I don't know what happened, but her number seems to have changed.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes, it is. But you did a couple of holidays with Kathy, didn't you?
Yeah, a cruise, and we went to Barcelona.
Oh, that's right. The hotel went missing, didn't it?
Yes, well, it wasn't where we thought it would be.
So would you do a cruise again?
Yes, but maybe a smaller one next time.
They do ones that go round the British Isles, you know.
Yeah, I've heard that. And I wouldn't mind one of those.
Oh, before I forget, there's a rep coming in today, Matthew told me.
Oh, OK, well, we won't see them, will we?
Well, we might, when they come in.
Yeah, OK. Are they a new rep, then?
Yes, it's some woman that I think is friends with the Pattersons.
Oh, really? Well, I'd better offer her some drizzle cake, then.
Well, as long as you don't give her my bit.
Oh, very funny. No, I wouldn't do that. She can have the crumbs.
Oh, that won't score you any brownie points.
I don't want any.
Oh, of course you do, Penny. We all do.
Oh, no. Oh, we're out of milk. I thought we had another bottle in here. Can you ask someone to go round and get some for me, please?
Oh, don't worry. I'll go.
Oh, you can't go. I need you here.
Matthew, it's only a rep that's coming.
I know, but Nick's organised it. She's a new contact, and what makes it worse is that my dad is friends with the family. I think he still sees them when he comes over, so I don't want anything to go wrong.
Oh, I see. Would it be more expensive to buy from her?
No, not necessarily.
OK. So, what sort of stuff has she got?
Well, have a look for yourself. Here's the brochure.
Oh, let's have a look. Oh. Yeah. Well, it's all very nice. Your uncle organised this, did he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, right. Well, I'll ask James to pop round and get some. What time is she coming?
In about an hour's time. But you know what they can be like. They normally arrive early.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go and get it sorted now.
Thanks. Well, it's been lovely to meet you, Becky, and thanks for everything. It's been great.
It's been a pleasure. So I'll be in touch with you soon, and I'll try and get the order to you, hopefully by next week.
Oh, that would be fabulous, thank you. So, do you want me to order you a taxi to take you to the ferry?
Oh, no thanks. I thought I'd look around the shop first. I want to buy something as a memento, as I haven't been to the island before.
Oh, what a good idea. Well, if you want one ordering later, just let me know, okay?
No, I'll be fine, but thanks anyway. Right, I'll say goodbye now, and thanks again.
Oh no, thank you. It's been lovely doing business with you.
Ah, so who's next?
Can I have these, please?
Okay. Oh, can you move that, please? It's in my way.
Oh, sorry.
And do you need a bag?
No, I've got one somewhere. Hang on, I know it's here somewhere.
These mugs are dishwasher safe, you know.
Yes, I noticed that.
And they're a lovely colour, aren't they?
Yes, I think so. Oh, great, I've got it.
So the colour will be okay, will it? I mean, they'll match all of your other mugs, will they?
Well, no, they won't, but I'm not worried about that.
Oh, I see. Well, it's just we had a customer come in earlier and she brought two back, as they didn't look good with the other mugs she had in her cupboard.
Oh, really?
Yes, Can you imagine it? The stupid woman. Who on earth is bothered if the colours match or not?
Well, I certainly don't.
Good. And as I say, they are dishwasher safe.
Yes, she said.
Well, I had to tell the last customer, because between you and me, I don't think she could read.
Oh dear, that must be very difficult.
Well, I do courses, you see, to help me progress. I feel it's critical to keep up to date with everything and expand my knowledge. I wouldn't sit back if I couldn't read. I'd learn how to. My course at the moment says aim high or aim further than you can reach. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
So, that's $24.99, please.
OK.
Right, that's all done for you. So, here's your receipt and enjoy your day. Oh, and remember, you can't bring them back.
Oh, why's that?
Oh, you can, really. I was only joking.
Oh, right, well, bye.
Yes, goodbye. Oh, you're back.
Yes. So did you serve her?
Who?
The lady in the red coat.
Yes. Yes, I did. Why?
Because she's the rep you told me about. So did everything go okay?
No. No, it didn't, actually.
Why?
Well, you know me. I don't normally joke with the customers, do I?
No.
Well, I did with her.
Oh. And what did you say?
I told her she couldn't bring the mugs back if she decided they were too colourful.
No. Oh, that's funny. Oh, well done, Tina. And did she laugh?
No, she didn't. She looked at me as if I was weird.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Yes. Oh, Penny, this is awful. What if Matthew hears about this? What will he think?
Well, I suppose he'll think that you're not very good at selling mugs, that's all. Oh, I'm sorry, Tina. It's what she thinks that worries me.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.